I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and welcome to this, the latest edition of Wildside, your new podcast from ZSL London Zoo. Once again, you're invited behind the scenes at the zoo in an exclusive Access All Areas tour. This month, we'll be venturing into the heart of South America at the Claw Rainforest Lookout, meeting the stars at the Animals in Action displays, and picking up from I in the next part of our animal alphabet. And just to make things even more special, there's even the opportunity for you to win a family day pass for the zoo. So get ready, here comes Wildside.
Flying, leaping, climbing. Just some of the natural skills the animals at ZSL London Zoo need in the wild. And at the Animals in Action displays, you can see just how amazing these skills are. Every day there's a whole host of animals at the amphitheatre, at the heart of ZSL London Zoo, showing visitors just what they can do. We spoke to keeper Mark Habin to find out more.
The Animals in Action demonstration is based purely on the natural behaviour of animals and what they would do in the wild, and it incorporates mammals and birds. So we'll be flying birds like burrowing owls, which are our newest acquisition, a very small owl species, out into the audience at the moment, just getting them to look out for danger as they would do in the wild. So we get an audience member to stand up and they'll fly onto their head. We use black and white ruffed lemurs. We talk about the conservation issues surrounding those as they move around the ropes, showing the adaptations of the animal. Macaws, we've got meerkats, again, that will do the lookout behaviour for an audience. Ferrets in display, skunks, really quite a lot, harris hawks as well. And it's really just looking at what the animals would do in the wild and having them do that in front of an audience for us. Having animals out in front of an audience, they're not in an enclosure, you can see them really, really well. And the behaviours that we show as well are quite varied. I mean, from having the macaws flying an inch above your head to the back, first thing they do, and the most popular thing they do, is go to the toilet from the back rope. So you can imagine the children's reaction with something like that. And the lemur as well, it's something that you're not likely to come into very close contact with. And having them just inches away from you, moving around an audience area, is pretty spectacular. I still get a huge buzz from seeing that myself. We often do something called target training, where we get an animal, and this is particularly relevant with the lemur, where we'll get them to follow a ball on a stick. Animal touches the ball on the stick, we reward it with a grape or a banana and say good. And we move the stick along a little bit and do the same thing. We repeat it, so we're doing a whole circuit of the area. With the macaws, it's a bit different. It's more about trust issue, because the bird obviously has to fly to us, has to be comfortable on our hand. And to do that, they're not hand-reared or anything like that. They're parent-reared birds, and we just spend a lot of time with them. And we give them their favourite foods in the display. So in the enclosure, they'll get all their fruit, as much fruit as they want to eat. But in the demonstration, we fly them to sunflower seeds or peanuts. Now, they're their two favourite food items, and they know that when they fly to us, that's what they're going to get. So and they also recognise point signals as well. So if we point to a particular area, then the bird will fly to it.
To learn more about the animals and to understand some of the training that they undertake at ZSL London Zoo, don't miss the Animals in Action displays, which occur at 11:45 on weekdays and also at 2:15 on weekends and during the holidays.
Transport yourself to Africa. Bring your family to meet Majuku, the new member of our family at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these magnificent animals in a natural, green, lush environment.
Everybody come to Gorilla Kingdom!
For details and to book, see zsl.org.
Welcome back to Wildside. As one of the newer exhibitions at ZSL London Zoo, the Claw Rainforest Lookout brings down the barriers between animals and visitors by creating a basement-to-rooftop South American rainforest under a translucent roof. It's a unique opportunity to wander around a tropical rainforest at canopy and forest floor level. Keeper Lucy Hawley is our guide to this amazing place.
The Claw Rainforest exhibit is a fairly new building. We opened up at the same time as Gorilla Kingdom, and basically our objective is to give you an idea of what it's like to walk around a South American rainforest and the kind of species you would find there. It's very hot, yeah. We try our hardest to maintain at least similar temperatures, humidity and normal body temperatures to what it would be out in the wild. We've put a lot of work into that, and it's obviously very beneficial for the animals, for their coats and for their activity as well. Well, in the actual lookout exhibit area, you can find several species of monkeys, ranging from our TT monkeys, who had a baby last year, who's now very active, very cheeky, but still very adorable, going all the way down to the world's smallest monkey, the pygmy marmoset. We also have two bird species in there. One's from the toucan family, who's got a beautiful big beak. We have also got two sloths, a lovely pair of sloths, and who just look absolutely exquisite in there, and they're actually starting to get a bit of moss on their fur now, which is very natural for how they would be out in the wild. We've got quite a mixture of mammals and reptiles and birds in the one house. Day to day, we'll all come in the morning, we'll check out all the animals, make sure they're all healthy, happy, feed them their breakfast, tidy up around them, public area, and for the animals' benefit as well, make sure they've got a nice clean area to run around in the whole day. Afternoons are spent feeding them up their lunch and then going about enriching their lives, basically finding out new and interesting ways to make the most of their day, and of course for our interaction with them. It's so much fun, it really is. The animals can go through a varying amount of foods depending on their own particular requirements, and they all get a good amount of what we call trio munch pudding, which is basically a pellet that's mixed up with some marmoset gum, marmoset jelly, and which in the wild they would naturally take that from trees. It's like tree sap, basically. So we get that in, we mix it up with a pellet that's kind of like bran. It's got all your essentials, minerals and vitamins and everything inside there, so they've got a good hearty breakfast. And then lunch is fruits and some vegetables. A lot of it is the closest that we can actually provide for them, you know, as close as to fruit and vegetables that they could find in the wild. And then we also give them an amount of live food in the form of either locusts or crickets. There are no barriers at all between you and the monkeys, and sometimes they do like to pop out and say hello. Obviously, we have people there manning it all the time to remind people that just because they're coming up to say hello, it doesn't mean that you can kind of pick them up and cuddle them. I love working for ZSL London Zoo because I love working with the people, my fellow keepers. I love the interaction with the animals completely. And I love working with the public as well, giving them more information about how we lead our daily lives and what we're trying to achieve with working with these animals here. And just we have a lot of keeper talks as well over here, and we generally like to go around and just answer any questions that people have to give and try and make sure that they know, you know, the amount of work that we're putting into this and what we're achieving at the end of the day.
For one special evening, ZSL London Zoo is opening its doors for you to experience something very different. Zoo Nights. From captivating keeper talks to unique displays, it's your chance to spend a special summer evening with your favourite animals. Zoo Nights, August the 1st from 6:30 till 10 at ZSL London Zoo. Keeping the night alive. For details and to book tickets, see zsl.org.
Animal alphabet, the A to Z of the wild.
I
is for ibis. The ibis has a long, curved bill and usually feeds as a group, probing mud for food items, usually crustaceans.
J
is for jellyfish. Because jellyfish have a number of small eyes, they have a 360-degree field of vision.
K
is for Komodo dragon. As the largest living species of lizard, the Komodo dragon grows to an average length of 2 to 3 metres and weighs around 70 kilograms.
L
is for lion. The oldest lion-like fossil was discovered in Tanzania and is approximately 3.5 million years old.
M
is for meerkat. A meerkat clan often contains around 20 meerkats at a time, but some superfamilies have been known to contain over 50 members.
A
is for newt. If damaged, newts can regrow anything from limbs, eyes and spinal cords to internal organs.
O
is for okapi. As well as for camouflage, it's believed that the okapi's distinct markings help the young follow their mothers through dense rainforest.
P
is for penguin. Most penguins feed on krill, fish, squid and other forms of sea life. They spend half of their life on land and half in the oceans.
Q
is for quagga. The quagga became extinct in 1883. The only remaining photograph of this subspecies of zebra was taken in 1870 at ZSL London Zoo. That's it for now. There's more Animal Alphabet next time on Wildside.
With a family day pass from ZSL London Zoo, you'll be saving more than money. Two adults and two children can experience the zoo for just £55.50. The ticket price includes a donation to help ZSL continue their vital work in animal conservation. A family day pass at ZSL London Zoo. For details, see zsl.org/shop.
I'm Steve Priestley from Magic 105.4, and that was Wildside. We'll be back next month with another edition, available through either your ZSL newsletter or at magic.co.uk/zoo. But before we go, as promised, here's your chance to win that family day pass. All you have to do is answer this question. At what time on weekdays do the Animals in Action displays take place? Is it A, 10:45, B, 11:45, or C, 12:45. Email your answer to editor@zsl.org. The closing date is September the 1st. And don't worry if you don't win, family day passes are available on the ZSL website, as are all the terms and conditions. Well, that's all from me. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.